The goal of my research was to explore the tools available to work with the medium of spun fiber yarn. In this specific case, I used a 4-harness and 8-harness table loom to create patterned fabrics. I chose a variety of fibers to work with, as each has its own unique properties such as texture, color, strength, stretchability, and amount of shrinkage when finished. I started by familiarizing myself with the basic setup and function of the looms, then on to creating my own simple patterns. Wool, being the most forgiving of my fibers, was what my first two pieces were made from. They both feature plaid plain weave, but contrast each other in color and yarn weight, so I could explore both ends of possibility before moving on. Next, I tried a stiffer, thinner fiber, mercerized A2 cotton with a slightly more complex weave, herringbone twill. As not to overpower the herringbone and to emphasize its pattern, I kept the color simple but bold so the individual stitches can be seen. Up until now, I have only been weaving on the 4-harness loom, so after getting a handle on the simple herringbone, I wanted to push myself further and try the 8-harness loom. Patterns that require an 8-harness loom usually look best when the fabric is closely packed together. With that in mind, I chose bamboo silk because of its slippery nature, which would make pushing it together easier, and the natural shine of the fiber would highlight the high texture of the pattern. My final piece was the culmination of everything that I have learned from my research: loom basics, designing patterns, and most importantly, how differently fiber handles on a loom as compared to other fiber tools. In that final piece, I used cotton slub, which has a variegated thickness, and pearl cotton, which is soft spun and shiny, to create a simple striped accent pattern that adds visual interest without distracting from the unique texture created by pairing the twill weave with the slub. This design was simple like my first few pieces, yet had the visual satisfaction of my fourth piece without the over-complex pattern. It also features the most even weave of all my pieces, as well as a delicate hand-sewn hem to complement the fine, short trim. In the end, I didn't find all of my creations aesthetically successful. However, they provided necessary stepping stones to my learning process, leading to my first cohesive weaving design. I plan to continue my experimentation with spun fiber yarns and see what new, fascinating ideas I find.